When President Obama signed the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, better known as Dodd-Frank, it essentially reversed years of deregulation in the financial industry.
So all told, these reforms represent the strongest consumer financial protections in history. In history.
Now, Dodd-Frank promised greater oversight powers to the Securities and Exchange Commission, but it also meant that the SEC's workload would almost double. Well, this past week, the chairman of that agency, Mary Shapiro, told Congress she simply does not have enough money to do the things her agency is required to do under Dodd-Frank. She says the money Congress plans to give her agency next year won't even begin to cover the costs of all the new investigators she has to hire.
A couple of hundred people for our core responsibilities like enforcement and examination and public company disclosure, several hundred more people to fulfill our Dodd-Frank responsibilities.
So you're about 400 to 500 people short right now.
Yes.
How many people work for you, work at the SEC now?
The SEC right now has about 3,800 employees. And, you know, it builds on, while the agency's had budget increases in the last couple of years, we had a long period of time in the mid-2000s where the agency's workforce was actually shrinking. 6 years ago, our funding was sufficient for 19 examiners for every $1 trillion in investment advisor assets under management. Today, that figure is just 12 examiners per $1 trillion.
So every $1 trillion that's traded, you've got 12 people who monitor those trades. And 6 years ago, you had 19 people.
Every $1 trillion of assets under management.
Right.
And that's just not good enough.
I read a report of agents from the Commodities Future Trading Commission. This is the other agency that's charged with overseeing parts of the financial industry. Their job has also grown under Dodd-Frank. They had to send some of their agents on the mega bus. This is the discount bus,
yes,
the double-decker bus that goes between Washington and New York for a meeting. That saved them $1,000 on Amtrak train tickets. Is that sort of thing happening, or will that happen at the SEC?
Well, I don't know that we sent anybody on the mega bus, but we absolutely—
They have good Wi-Fi, by the way. Very good Wi-Fi service.
We absolutely restricted travel very significantly during this period of time, including for examiners and inspectors to go out and look at the operations of industry participants. So it had very real effect.
You talk about these new hires, and I read that you're looking for all kinds of experts in derivatives and hedge funds, and that some of those people actually— Our former Wall Street traders, people who did this on Wall Street. And it reminds me of that film with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can. You know, he was writing false checks, and then he was hired by the FBI to nail people who were writing false checks.
Right.
Is that sort of what you're doing?
Well, we need the expertise and we need the talent, and we need it to be very up to date because, as you know, these markets evolve and change so quickly. So to the extent we can get people with current street experience and understanding about how products are created and marketed.
Now, you're not asking the wolves to guard the hen house?
No, I don't think so. In fact, my experience has been that the people who join us from Wall Street are among the most aggressive and dogged about pursuing fraud or products that create threats for the public.
Is part of the problem, I mean, because I know that there are some members of Congress who are reluctant to increase funding, is part of it simply an issue of trust? I mean, some people would say, look, the SEC missed these things.
Well, you know, we've been very, very transparent in my 2 years here about where the agency has not done the kind of job that the American people have a right to expect of us. And we have an entirely new leadership team across the agency. But the answer can't be to fund the agency less or to not give it the tools it needs to do the better job that I think everybody would like to see us do.
That's Mary Shapiro. She's the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. She spoke to me from her office here in Washington, D.C. Mary Shapiro, thanks.
Thank you, Guy.